Tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays host their home opener against the New York Yankees at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that the Rays quality assurance coach, Todd Green, told federal prosecutors he consulted as a player with a doctor indicted last year for illegally writing prescriptions for steroids and human growth hormone. Green told the St. Petersburg Times over the weekend that he couldn't discuss details because of the ongoing investigation. Asked if he had used steroids, Green was noncommittal, saying that it was 8 or 9 years ago. He said, quote, "I'm worried about my job with the Rays. It's not about me. It's about me doing my job for the Rays now." Steroids continues to be a story in baseball, if not a dominant one. A new book on baseball star Roger Clemens reports on his relationship with his former trainer, Brian McNamee, who supplied Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs. McNamee was involved in an incident in October of 2001 in St. Petersburg that was used by Clemens supporters at the time against him. Jeff Perlman is the author of that new Clemens biography, The Rocket That Fell to Earth.
Yeah, well, there was a sexual assault in the swimming pool at the Vinoy. Great hotel, by the way. Great hotel. And, there's a sexual assault, and it came out that Brian McNamee was involved. And shortly thereafter, the Yankees fired Brian McNamee. McNamee was there. You know, he was physically sort of in the pool, but he had nothing to do with what happened, and in fact helped the woman afterwards, supposedly. Not even supposedly, did help the woman afterwards. The person who was involved was a Yankee player, a semi-prominent Yankee player. And earlier in the day, the same woman had been seen with a Yankee coach, both of the coach and the player married, both with kids. Yankee players know what happened. They've talked about what happened among themselves. But the Yankees fired Brian McNamee.
Where do we stand right now, Jeff Perlman, in terms of, I guess, Congress is still looking into Roger Clemens' testimony from a little over a year ago, in which some people say he perjured himself. What's the situation there?
Well, I think Roger Clemens is in a lot of trouble. I always get asked for one in this book, compare Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, because I wrote books on both of them. And I would say in this area, the number one difference is Barry Bonds has a trainer who hasn't said a word. And Roger Clemens has a trainer who said everything and who saved the needles with his DNA on it. So I think, you know, within the year, you know, I have a hard time not seeing Roger Clemens go to jail, because I just think the perjury charge against him, it's as strong a case as they'll have against any player who's come along. And clearly, by the amount of money being spent, by the amount of television time being spent, there's a desire to have one of these guys pay for their action. And the easiest guy is Roger Clemens.
Last question for you, Jeff, and that is, because you do give us a real full picture, the most detailed revelations about Roger Clemens' life from beginning in Ohio to the fact of his lack of having a father, his big brother who had drug problems and the like. This man who wanted to be so respected and liked and all that, and has he lost it all?
I think in many ways it's kind of a tragedy. You know, it is a tragedy of a story. I mean, this is a guy whose brain only operated on the prism of baseball, who was all about baseball, who wanted baseball in totality, who long ago was talking about the Hall of Fame and his dream was to get to the Hall of Fame. He talked about that he would want to wear a Yankee hat in the Hall of Fame. He talked about how desperately he wanted his mother, Bess, who died of emphysema complications, to hold on so she could see him inducted into the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's who he was. Baseball was Roger Clemens' world. And it's all been, I wouldn't even say taken away. He kind of took it away from himself, but it's all vanished. So I don't know what you do with yourself when your world is sort of taken away from you like that, or disappears like that. It's a very, whether he's right or wrong, whether he's a scoundrel or a great guy or somewhere in between, to me, it's a pretty sad way to end something.